Well, this morning we have a guest joining us from the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic. Laura Badger is in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You loving this weather?
No.
Well, the cold is just about over now, for a while anyway.
Yep, looking forward to summer.
Yeah, we'll enjoy a little bit of, closer to spring-like weather than what we've been having. But, you know, it's been difficult to get outside and do stuff, but there's plenty to do inside, especially at the YMCA. And you're involved in a program called Imagine Science. Now, Imagine, I don't know much about it, so tell me all about it.
Okay, so it's a third-grade program that we're doing at the YMCA. It's a science-based program. We also are going to have some mentors from other grades help us. They're 4th through 7th grade mentors. And basically, I have the first couple weeks figured out. And from there, we're just going to let the kids tell me what they want to learn about, what they're curious about. And then we're going to go, and it's basically a student-based experiment program.
Third graders and science.
Mm-hmm.
Not always an easy sell.
No.
How do you get them excited about that?
I'm just talking to them. It's all hands-on stuff that we're doing. We're not reading out of textbooks. We are working with the school and using their vocabulary and stuff, but it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. It still has a little bit of structure, but it's relaxed structure. And it's kind of they get to run this program.
Really?
And they're excited that they get to decide what experiments we're going to do and stuff like that.
That's kind of scary.
It is a little bit.
Well, this is starting up here yet this month.
Yes, at the end of the month.
February 27th. Now, you're taking sign-ups right now for this. Is there any limit?
No limit. We're taking as many kids as want to come.
Is it just for kids in the Atlantic School District or that live in Atlantic, or will you take all?
I'll take all the kids from any school districts, but the only problem is it starts at 3:30,
mm-hmm.
so it's a matter of getting them there. But we will also be trying to do some summer programs
mm-hmm.
to include kids from surrounding areas.
Oh, very good. Now, this is a program that's just trying to get them thinking and stuff. So I assume that what you're doing is you're coming up with some different ideas for little experiments
mm-hmm.
and things that have to have a purpose. You're trying to teach.
Yes.
But you have to keep their attention because they're third graders.
Yes.
So it's difficult. So it's all kind of geared toward that grade level. What
mm-hmm.
kind of things are you coming up with?
The first one we're going to do is we're going to make musical instruments out of fruits and vegetables. And then we're going to make a little music video with it. We're also going to build a little exploding volcano.
Everybody loves
yeah.
those.
We're going to do some experiments with bending water, static electricity, and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. so this is all Mr. Wizard kind of stuff.
Kind of. Bill Nye the Science Guy type stuff, yeah.
Did you get a lot of this kind of stuff when you were young? Did you have an interest in this?
I did. I have my bachelor's in marine biology.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, I actually had a very awesome science teacher named Mr. Starr. And he might have had a little bit of ADHD, but he bounced all around the classroom mm-hmm. and he loved what he was teaching. And he made it super exciting. And it wasn't just all out of a textbook. We did all kinds of experiments of everything. And he made us all love science.
Well, and that's where I'm kind of thinking I have to go with this questioning here, because third graders learning about science as an after-school thing. I mean, the first thing I'm thinking of as a third grader is, that's just another class. Why do I want to go to another class?
And some of them have asked us that. And we've told them, this isn't textbook stuff. You're not going to be sitting there the whole time. You're going to be up. You're going to be moving around. You get to use your imagination, which they're very excited about. You get to use your curiosity. And by telling them how it's hands-on, and imagination is a big seller to them.
Well, some of this stuff are the things that we used to get in trouble for doing in the basement, you know,
yes.
building that exploding volcano and stuff, you know.
Yeah. It'll be messy, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Well, and like I said, it'll keep their attention. Is this part of a larger effort, then, that the YMCA is kind of shooting for?
Yeah, this is part of our after-school enrichment for school-aged children, which also includes our STEM program, which is a science-based program for 4th through 7th graders. It includes our Curiosity Seekers, which is a new program that will be starting in March. Fun and Fitness, which is available to all the kids after school Mondays and Thursdays, members and non-members. They play a bunch of games, have snacks and stuff like that. And also part of our tutoring program that's Monday through Thursday after school at the Y.
Mm-hmm. Have you bounced some of these things off some of the parents then too, these
yeah.
ideas? What feedback do you get?
The parents are very excited about it. A lot of them say their kids love science, but they just don't love reading the books all the time. So they're really excited about it.
And that's really the goal. You know, math and science are difficult
yes.
with young children because young children's minds tend to be more creative anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of their minds hasn't really developed quite yet. But
yeah.
getting them involved and interested in things that can be absolutes. sometimes is very difficult to do, and they just don't see the fun in it. But then when we get older as adults, we have more of an interest. We love those kinds of things. We may not know that much about it necessarily because we didn't study it so much in school, but everybody has an interest in those kinds of things. Heck, if you turn the cable channels around, it's amazing how many of these channels you find that are dedicated to things like that, technical aspects and things. So we always want to learn.
Yep. And the kids, they're just excited. You know, I work at the front desk, so I talk to these kids, and I see them every single day after school. And they can see how excited I am about it, and I can tell them firsthand what we're going to be doing. And they feed off my excitement. So we're having a lot of success with getting them signed up.
You bet. Well, you mentioned up front that you're going to let them have a large hand in deciding what types of projects you're going to do and things. So how does that process work out for you? Is it just a, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Raise your hand if you want to do it.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is we'll probably do about 2 experiments each session. Mm-hmm. So they're short, so they don't lose their concentration. And it keeps them learning new things. And so what we're going to do is, as we're working on these, kids will be asking questions like, well, how does this part of it work? Or, you know, I've always wondered why we have tides. And I'll go and research some of that and figure out some good experiments we can use and be like, guess what? We get to do your idea today. And if there's an experiment that we can do easily at the Y for their curiosity, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the goal is that not only do you have to keep their attention and show them something cool, but there has to be a lesson behind it then, too, and they have to understand what that point is.
Yeah. After we do each experiment, the Rotary donated some money to us, and we bought mini iPads. So after each experiment, or if we need to do a little bit of research on something, they'll be using those iPads to do the research on and figure out what they can find out on that, too.
Very good. So this is going to start again Thursday, February 27th. It's an after-school program right now for third graders only, 3:30 to 4:30 in the preschool room. How long will it last?
We're going to go to the end of the school year right now, and then we're hoping to have some summer programs this summer for it, too, for all the different age groups, including kindergarten, first grade, and second grade.
So it may very well be never-ending. Who knows?
It may be.
Now, this is a free service, too.
Yes.
And that's to anyone,
this
not just members.
This is free to members and non-members.
Okay. So if parents are interested in having their kids learn more about these things, or the kids tell mom and dad, hey, I want to do this, they don't have to worry about anything except dropping them off and picking them up.
Yep. And the school sent home some flyers, and if the parents did not receive those, they can come to the YMCA, and we have the sign-up sheets there.
Excellent. Well, you know, we mentioned, too, that this is part of a larger effort of a lot of different types of programs like this that are science, math-related, technology-related that you're working on. Another one that's coming up is Curiosity Club, and I know you're not the main person there, but we wanted to throw a little note in because this is going to start later on March on the 25th, and you're looking for kids to sign up now.
Yes. We have a few that are already interested in it, and we have some mentors already, too. And I think the kids are going to get really excited about this program also.
Okay. Can you give us just a quick skinny? Do you know what it's really about? What's the goal of this one?
This one, it started out as a reading program, and it has morphed into this great program. They're going to be exploring Atlantic, whether it be through reading books, seeing different places and stuff like that. And they're going to write about their experiences. And I know that Tamara Gibson at the YMCA had talked to the newspaper about possibly getting some of their writing put in the newspaper, maybe writing blogs and stuff like that. So it's going to be a really interesting. It's growing and changing every day. So
and this will be a program for third through fifth graders.
Yes.
But it'll include mentors as well.
And older grades, yep.
Very good. Okay. And again, that'll be from starting on Tuesday, March the 25th, 3:30 to 4:30. Again, that'll be an after-school program. And that's for third through fifth graders. And this, too, is a free program to both members and non-members of the YMCA. So if you have any questions or interest in any of these programs, there might be some others we haven't even talked about yet, just call the YMCA and they'd be happy to share with you all the details. In fact, you might be the one they talk to.
Probably.
Very good. What's the number over there?
The number is 243-3934.
Very good. So always keep in mind some of those different types of programs and check them out. Again, the Imagine Science program, it's getting started here pretty quick. It's going to start here February 27th, just not very long,
just
a couple of weeks away. It is just a couple of weeks away, isn't it? Very good. So get your kids signed up and get them organized today and get them excited about something that's bigger than themselves. Very good. Laura Badger, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.